At the start of the Family Day weekend, the Stiles First Nation took a stand for their most precious resource, their children. On Friday, February 16, the Stiles community and their guests gathered at the Charlie Longhouse to celebrate and assert the nation's jurisdiction over child and family services despite the lack of support from Canada's government. Today, after more than a century of historic disruption, Stiles is asserting its unbroken and inherent right to care for our children and families according to our own laws and cultural practices, Stiles Chief Ralph Leon, SAAHKW, stated on Friday. Our children are our most precious resource, and by assuming responsibility for their care, we are ensuring that they grow up with the love, support and connection to their culture that they deserve. Related. Stiles will soon host First Nations-led primary care. After 3 years of negotiation, the ceremony was initially intended to be a ceremonial signing of a coordination agreement with the Stiles Nation and the federal and provincial governments. However, the month before this ceremony, the federal government reneged on the commitment to meet their deadlines for finalizing the agreement. Stiles Grand Chief Chasta Willie Charlie, Chaykwawet, the chief negotiator for the community, said the community is extremely disappointed in the government's decision. This leaves Stiles drastically underfunded and forces us to self-fund our child and family services without federal government support, Charlie stated. Last April, the Stiles officials brought into force Snowaye Tayemi, Mel Tay Stiles, or Stiles Child and Family Services Law, which covered Stiles children living on reserve. Following Friday's ceremony, the Stiles Law extends coverage to all Stiles children across the province, effective April 1. Jenny Lloyd, Executive Director of Indigenous Agreements with the Ministry of Child and Family Development, said the province is fully committed to supporting Stiles in their efforts. Related, this beautiful work, Stiles First Nation welcomes 29 baskets home. I liked that we were challenged, especially by the Youth Council, to work harder and to put everything we've got into this, she said. And that's the commitment of MCFD. Assembly of First Nations National Chief Cindy Woodhouse Nepinak delivered a video address congratulating the Stiles community. Although we've never given up jurisdiction over our children, other colonial systems have always tried to suppress our people and tried to suppress our ways of keeping our families together, Nepinak said. All levels of government have to work with First Nations people if they're going to get this right. I look forward to all of you being a driving force and showing the rest of the country how to do child welfare laws, how to bring your children home, how to put broken families back together again. Representatives from the Seabird Island and Esquialitz First Nations were also present at the ceremony.